We're back to the Neil Haley Show and also the Media Giant Effect. And my guest today is inspiring women and inspiring little girls. And I really am impressed by her, Dr. Samantha Pillay. Dr. Samantha, thanks for stopping by. And oh my goodness, tell us how you broke the glass ceiling and now how you want to help others break that same glass ceiling.
Thank you, Neil, for having me. I had a dream that I could do what I wanted to do, despite what a lot of people said, and that was become a surgeon. Part of that was influenced by a large amount of time in hospital and a lot of surgery as a child due to a congenital problem that wasn't picked up with my hips. I started school in a wheelchair. They weren't sure if I was ever going to walk. I went on to finish school at the age of 16 and do medicine. And everyone sort of said, you can do anything you want except be a surgeon because you can't stand and operate for a long time. So I became a surgeon. And then I became the first female urological surgeon in South Australia. And it was really about having that dream and that vision that allowed me to overcome the obstacles. So we want to remove obstacles, but we can't always remove obstacles. And so the other side for people to believe that they can do it, and I always believe that if I can do it, anyone can. And you've got to have that dream and that belief fundamental. That's got to be step one.
No doubt.
One after that, everything else will follow. You'll either find the things that are there to help you, or you'll change the world to make the world what you want it to be. And I also believe make the change you want to see in the world. So I realized that probably the biggest thing I could do to inspire the next generation started young. Those career gender stereotypes, where if those young girls really believed early on that they could do it, they would find a way. And that also people had perceptions about surgery that it wasn't a good job for a woman, that if you did that, you know, people used to say when I was a young medical student, the guys, you know, I want to be a surgeon. Everyone was like, wow. I say I want to be a surgeon and they'd say, oh, don't you want to have kids? I didn't get the guys didn't get that question. So changing society's perception of being a good mother is, you know, not something you compromise if you want to be groundbreaking, led me to write children's picture books as the best way to make the change. Prevention, and it comes my health hat, you know, we all know with health, prevention is better than cure. Trying to end career gender stereotypes, I want to prevent career gender stereotypes,
you know,
and get it early.
And then what you're doing is amazing, to show little girls they too could be you. They too could be an astronaut. They too can be an entrepreneur. They too could be whatever they choose to be. Just because they're a little girl does not stop them from doing that. And you want a global movement. And how's that global movement been going so far with your books, with your merch and all that stuff?
Fantastic. So When I'm an Astronaut, it's been a number one bestseller in the US in one of the categories. When I'm a Surgeon, it has been in Australia. So I'm now an international bestseller. It's fantastic to read the reviews that, like, I just love going onto Amazon and just reading the reviews that people have written about the books. It's really, as a surgeon, I help people on a micro scale, you know, one-on-one. I can only operate on one person at a time. And to then have thousands of books being sold around the world into other countries is a really, it's such a privilege in my lifetime to be able to have had that opportunity. And now what we've gone into is trying to make it fashionable. So little, you know, rather than, oh, a princess is fashionable, but a surgeon isn't really girly, trying to change those preconceived ideas. So we've got a international e-commerce online merchandise store with using the beautiful pictures from the books. So you've got little surgeons and astronauts on backpacks and drink bottles and stickers to make these things appealing. So rather than, oh, you know, if you're interested in STEM, you have to look like Thelma from Scooby-Doo. No, that's, you know, these stereotypes need to change.
Oh, wow. And show the bottle. I want to show that bottle. That's so nice.
This is the surgeon one. From the first book, When I'm a Surgeon. So she is the first character. And then there's it's a different girl in each book, of different cultural background. For each book, When I'm an Entrepreneur and When I'm an Astronaut, each book's got also an activity, colouring in book and puzzles. People can actually go to my website, samanthapillay.com, and download some free colouring in pages if they want for kids. There's STEM resources for teachers to use in schools that we've developed for a STEM program for schools, and links to all the books and the and there's for people to kind of really get excited about these things and engaged. And it's not about wanting to be a surgeon. It's about believing that you could be a surgeon.
Yeah.
And that curiosity and that self-belief will allow someone to then go on and be something else. You know, this generation might not be those careers. They could be careers that don't even exist. But that self-belief that you can do that is what it's about.
Yeah. And we used to, a long time ago, you know, pick a career, you know, as kids say, I want to be this, I want to be that. And it seems like always somebody breaks that dream saying you can't do it. And it's good to show that the dreams, like, you know, okay, women should go here, men should go here, and this is the career choices. No, it's what you truly are passionate about, what you're happy about. Because a lot of people get stuck in careers they can't stand. They don't enjoy, they don't feel, you know, rewarded and things like that. And Dr. Samantha, you feel rewarded for what you've done. And that's why you want to give back. Yeah.
I've been able to do much more than I even thought that I would be able to do as a surgeon. And that was a part of the reason behind the book. It's not just about seeing patients and operating on people. You know, there's research, you know, different people have different areas that they involve in their career, public speaking, teaching. You know, I've gone in, I never thought that I'd be writing children's picture books as a surgeon, or online merchandise, or public speaking on gender equality. So these are a whole lot of opportunities that career has led me to, just like many of these careers can lead to other areas. You know, even if you think about astronauts, how much of the time they actually spend in space, you know, not a lot of their career. So these can be wonderful careers that open up a lot of opportunity. And it's, I really wanted to dispel the myth that surgery, there was this sort of stigma that surgery was not a good career if you're a woman. And yet I've written articles, you know, on my website about why it should be the best career for a woman. You know, I'm self-employed. I can organize school sports day if I want. I've got extra resources for, you know, childcare that I wouldn't have had. And so it's and huge access to experiences for my child that I never would have had if I hadn't had that career. So for me, not the same for everyone else, I'm much more fulfilled and I'm a better mother and able to do the things that are important to me because of my career choice. And so not everyone fits in the same box.
What is the ultimate goal with this series? Are you going to write more books?
Hopefully. It's obviously a bit of a juggle because I still work as a surgeon and I also very interested in business and entrepreneurship and run a business. So
what other business do you run?
I have a medical center. So that I own and run where surgeons work. So a medical practice that I've had for 21 years. We just actually were finalists in the business awards in our state just a week ago. So I'm interested in mentoring business groups and startup businesses and do some business lecturing as well. So I have ended up with many hats as a surgeon. And I think that can help inspire people to think outside the square and make their careers what they want it to be.
Fantastic. Best place people can go. Where can they go? You really got it going for sure, Dr. Samantha.
So samanthapillay.com is the easiest place. That's got links to the books, Amazon and all the online retailers have the books and the pitch books and the activity books. Shop samanthapillay.com, which is also linked to my website, is the merchandise. For some fun that people like that even for corporate gifts. It's not just kids. We're all kids at heart. So I love being able to bring a smile to people's faces.
Absolutely.
When they
we appreciate it. It's such a great thing for sure. Take care now.
Thank you so much, Neil.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.